This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Steve Krause, the sports editor of the Daily Item of Lynn. Steve, welcome.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Good. Good to talk with you again this week. And, Steve, what a weekend it was for Lynn football. I guess a first ever since there are now five football teams in the city of Lynn. All five picked up wins. We're counting the new Kipp Academy team.
Right. And four of the five were pretty dominant. The only one that wasn't was English. They was 26-20 over Beverly, and that really... more important to them that they won the game because they let last year's game against Beverly slip away, and I don't think they forgot that.
No, not at all. But the two teams that I saw, which were English and Classical last weekend, very impressed with the way both teams went out on the field and just took it to their opponents right at the very beginning of each one of those games.
Well, English has that quarterback, Matt Severance. He's only a junior. And he's poised to be one of the best quarterbacks around if he keeps getting better. I don't see any reason why he won't. And then Classical got Keith Ridley over from St. Mary's, and he had a whale of a game as well. You know, I think in any level of football, you're only going to go as far as your quarterback can take you because he's the guy who leads. And if he can throw the ball... It just adds that dimension to your offense. I know everybody in high school seems to like to run, but you got to be able to throw the ball once in a while too, and these two kids sure can.
One of the things that, we've seen Matt Severance for now his third year as a starter for English High School, but I thought the game Friday night was, Saturday afternoon rather, against Beverly was probably his most complete game in the sense that he made no mistakes, and he also made a huge he rushed for two touchdowns, passed for two touchdowns, but also made a huge hit that forced a fumble, which stopped a Beverly drive. And, of course, in a six-point game, that all counts.
I think one of the things about Severance that I wasn't at the game, but, you hear things and people tell you things. One of the things that I heard that was good was that when things got a little dicey there, he didn't just tuck it and run it. He stayed in there and he made the play. And I think as for quarterback, that's a huge thing. You know, the inclination, the temptation is to tuck it and run the minute you see something you don't like. He stayed with it. He stayed in there and he kept his poise and he threw the ball if he was supposed to throw the ball. And that's a good thing.
And then you got Classical at Malden this week, English at Somerville, a team that picked up a win in their first game of the season as well. Any other thoughts about either a St. Mary's win, a Tech win, and the Kipp?
Well, good for Kipp. I mean, it's a great way to start your program out with a win. I mean, at least they're not going to do a Tampa Bay Buccaneers and go, well, win the season. I was very happy that Tech won. Although they beat Chelsea pretty handily last year, too. But that Jim Runner, the coach over there, he works hard. And, you like to see good people rewarded. And I hope they do well.
Yeah, they got Mystic Valley this week. Hey, one story that I know you've been following this year, as I have, too, has been the construction over at Bloxage Field, which is, I wouldn't say even nearing completion, but it's there's a lot of stuff done, obviously. There's a few final touches to do. But they had the kind of opening ceremony this past week. So, and you were there.
Yeah, that's 7 years of work to get to where they got Saturday. And they had some stops and starts along the way. There's no question about it. It just seems that every time you do something like this, you have stops and starts, and there are frustrations. But they had more than their share, I think. The one thing about Bloxage Field that I kind of found interesting was that most turf fields, if you go down there and you really get close to it, you'll see a lot of dark infill. Well, that's cut up rubber that's used as an infill. Well, that was deemed unhealthy by the Swampscott Board of Health. So they changed it. And from what I understand, they use coconut husks. I don't even know what those are. But they used them for the infill. And that passed muster. And that was one of the big turning points in getting it built.
Oh, wow. That's a little tidbit I was not aware of at all, Steve.
Stick with me.
Coconut Bloxage Field, huh? Nice. Yeah. Well, you're right. All right. Well, Steve, any other thoughts about the the weekend of football or any other notes?
Oh, it's just that it's good to be back. You know, it's good to have it back. You know, it just seems to take forever between the time they start working out until the time you have opening day. It gives you a whole new bunch of things to write about that you didn't have before, a whole bunch of new people that you have to get to know. And we have some new coaches in the area, including Brian Vaughn from Classical, and a couple of new ADs. So let's go.
All right.
Let's strap them up.
All right. There he is, Steve Krause, sports editor of the Daily Item of Lynn. Steve, great talking with you.
Take care, Bill.
Yep. And I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsports.com.